Number 13 is learn about money. One of the greatest perceived stresses in life, especially around the holidays, but all the time, seems to be stress about money, about finances. And one of the things, and yes, you can get online and you can hear everybody gripe about how people aren't taught this or taught that. So all that really tells me is take control of that and go learn a little bit about money. This doesn't mean you need to be Warren Buffett and be the Oracle of Omaha. It doesn't mean that you need to be the greatest financier that ever went on. You don't even need to know all about what the guy that you have helped manage your stuff knows. You don't have to go pass all the tests and everything, but it would be wise to go out and learn about money. One of the things I've done is I've listened to tapes. I've just done my own reading. I ask people that are wise at managing money, hey, what's something I can do to learn about it? One of the pieces that I understand is if I go work with somebody that's going to teach me a little bit about finances, if I say, hey, what can I do to educate myself a little bit on that? And if the answer seems to be, don't worry, you got me for that, they're probably not the person I want to deal with. One thing you're wise to learn about is what is a fiduciary as opposed to somebody else that's going to manage your money. If you're in a position where, say, you have a 401k or you have some sort of type of company savings plan, do you know what goes on with that? Do you know how it's invested, how it makes you money? You're wise to at least have an understanding of that. And there's very simple resources you can go out and you can utilize in order to educate yourself about it. And you don't need to learn it all today. Take little pieces and start to learn it as you go. The first thing one of my mentors said was, first things first, learn about what a savings account in a bank does, just to have sort of a solid savings there. How does the bank utilize it? What does a money market savings account mean? What does a standard savings account mean? Where do they get the interest rates from? And just go educate yourself on the basics and then move up to these other pieces. I've used the For Dummies books. I've used different books that I found on finance. I look for things that are recommended online. I've listened to videos, and then I've just talked to people. And if you find somebody that's, say, got like a fiduciary responsibility or maybe a good accountant or maybe a friend that you know really well that does pretty well with money, which is kind of how you get the ideas from, say, the book The Richest Man in Babylon, is just having that understanding about money. Sometimes it's like G.I. Joe used to say, knowledge is power. Knowing is half the battle. If you have a greater understanding of that, you don't need to be the one going in and managing it. But if you have the understanding of what's going on, you're going to be able to ask higher quality questions. You're going to probably have less stress about what's going on with it. And if you have more knowledge about it, you'll have just that little bit higher value on it, which is going to make you save it a little more, worry a little bit less about it, and maybe get out of an area where if you're somebody that's living a bit paycheck to paycheck, is going to go in and start to have a little bit of savings, something that's going to give you a little bit more stability in life. I believe one of the statistics that I was told was something like Generation X in the United States right now has an average savings of around $500. When you're getting into your late 50s and early 60s, that sounds like a little bit of a scary prospect. So when we're getting into this point where you're over 40, it's certainly a great time to learn about that. It's a wise time at any age. If you were able to learn about it at the age of 16, obviously it would be a lot greater. But learn about it now. And if you do have children, start teaching your kids. Teaching your kids might be one of the wisest way for you to learn, because to teach is one of the best ways to learn. That's why all your teachers know so much. They just talk about it all day. So please take some time, start today, right now, and go learn a little bit about money. And if you've then tell me in the comments below what it is that you're learning about. Tell me if you have questions on there. Tell me if you have resources maybe other people would benefit from. Get it all put on there. And remember, if you know somebody that needs to know a little bit more about this, please share these videos with them. Help other people have a little bit greater health, a little bit greater longevity.